What a game it was between the Yankees and Red Sox. Vietnam veterans being honored before the game to recognize the 50-year anniversary of the Vietnam War. We'll pick things up in the top of the eighth. Chris Sale facing Gary Sanchez.
Swing and a miss. He leaves the game. Two outs. Eighth inning, gets a huge ovation from the Fenway crowd.
And here he is against Matt Holliday to begin things.
See ya! Tie game!
Now here's the 2-2 to Ellsbury. Holliday off first with no one out. Pitch is grounded to first. Moreland throws to second. Back to first goes Holliday. And the throw goes down the right field line.
You have a runner that was interfering with a play that was already out.
Right, you have a runner that's a dead runner.
Yep.
If they don't turn this into a double play, I wouldn't be surprised if Farrell gets thrown out.
But Farrell wouldn't get thrown out. In fact, the Red Sox would end up protesting the game. We'll pick things up in the top of the 16th. Didi Gregorius at
first
the plate.
First and third, no one out. Now Fister is set, and the 3-2. Swung on in line, there's a base hit. Ellsbury has scored, and an RBI for Didi Gregorius. And the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
Yankees take this one 4-1. Chris Sale's final line, 7 2/3, no runs on 3 hits, 13 strikeouts on a season-high 118 pitches. Luis Severino also brilliant, 7 innings, 1 run on 4 hits with 6 strikeouts. Joe Girardi and the Yankees able to pull it off in 16 innings against the Red Sox on Saturday as they win 4-1. Here's the Yankees skipper on the victory.
I mean, it's a good feeling, but our guys were really good at tacking on. I mean, I think it was important, and our bullpen, our whole pitching staff did a tremendous job tonight. I don't know what it means for tomorrow, but that's a long, grueling game. And Matt Holliday hits a huge home run in the ninth inning to tie it up, and it led to however many innings we play. And I think it's tough for both teams. Split doubleheaders are tough enough, and now your pitching staff, both to a certain extent, are taxed. Ours probably a little bit more than theirs. I'm sure there's something that we will do to try to protect ourselves tomorrow, but we'll see. Really good. Really good stuff tonight. It's a good thing he gave us 7 innings, too. You think about trying to add another inning to the bullpen, it would have been tough. My thought process on that was Ben Heller was really my last guy. So if you use Ben and we take the lead and, you take a one-run lead and then they score off of Chappie, you're in kind of trouble. So I figured Chappie shut him down and then it's Ben Heller's game. There's a couple ways to think about it, but I just thought that was the best way.
Matt Holliday would take Craig Kimbrell deep in the top of the ninth to tie the game at 1. That would allow the game to go 16 innings and result in a 4-1 Yankees victory. Here's Holliday on the game.
I didn't know that he didn't touch the base. And so that was just one of those things where in my mind, with Els running, he's going to tag first, try to get the tag at second.
What was the at-bat against Kimbrell, obviously?
Yeah, he's got a really good fastball and just trying to stay on the fastball and put a good swing on a fastball and caught it, luckily.
I mean, how big a home run was that for this team going, going the way you guys have?
Well, to win that game was really big. We needed that game like we need every time we play teams in front of us. So, yeah, I mean, it feels good to help the team win and come up with a hit like that against a pitcher like Kimbrell.
What were you thinking the whole time that they were talking about the review and
I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, I don't know the rule or exactly what, how that all. I mean, it's crazy, but I didn't really concern myself with that too much.
Did you not know the ball was hit on the ground or?
I was just telling them. I assumed that he was gonna tag the base and throw to second for the tag. Okay. And so I wasn't gonna run into a tag. I mean, as soon as he hit the ball, I'm thinking Ellsbury's running. He's going to touch the base and try to get the force or the tag at second. So that's what I thought was happening.
The two teams will take part in a doubleheader on Sunday to wrap up the series. In Game 1, Brian Mitchell will take the hill for the Yankees. He'll face Rick Porcello.